your shoes reveal your inner personality? Researchers from the University of Kansas and Wellesley College say you can judge other people's personality with 90% accuracy just by looking at their shoes. And joining us on America's Radio News to talk about this is Megan Cleary. She's the author of the book, The Perfect Fit, What Your Shoes Say About You, and the book, Shoe, Are You? Hey, Megan, how are you doing? Thanks for joining us.
I'm good. How are you?
Thanks for having me. Well, I have to ask you, what kind of shoes do you have on?
Well, I'm rocking a little ballet flat right now.
Oh.
I've got a dusty blue Sergio Rossi flat with a natural stitch detailing on the toe.
I can tell you're into shoes, right?
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Just a little.
All right, we have some folks here. First of all, tell us the base. Well, let's do this. I'll tell you what kind of shoes I have on, and then my producer, CJ Wheeler, will tell us what kind of shoes she has on. I have another producer here. He's a guy. I guess guys count, too.
Guys count, but they're a little bit different. I can explain why.
Okay. And Phil is another one. Anyway, okay, so I have, now this is not normally what I would wear, Megan. I have on some cork platforms. They're really cute, and they've got like a cross, black leather cross thing here on the top. But, then, you know, so they're open-toed and everything, and they're real tall. And the reason why I wore them is because my pants are too long. So what does that say about me?
You're so practical. Are the straps shiny or are they regular leather?
No, they're plain. Yeah.
And what color are they?
The black. They're black. The straps are, and then in the platform are like a cork color.
Oh, great! Very classy. Oh. You're a classy gal.
Oh.
Classy, but what I like about you is you. It's interesting that you say you never wear those. So I'd be curious to hear what your normal everyday shoes are. But you are a woman who likes to tower, and you like having some height, but you've got a little practicality in there.
Okay,
that's why you're doing that wedge, and you just happen to be spot on right now because that is a very, very hot trend.
Okay,
so you're very fashion forward as well.
As far as my everyday though, in the summertime, it's going to be all about any kind of slide. I can slip my foot in there
so that my
pedicure can show. I have a black pair. I have a brown pair. And then in the winter, it's going to be ballet flats or some kind of Mary Jane flat.
Oh, Mary Jane flat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a little sense of you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You want to show the toenail polish, and you got the Mary Jane flats. And the Mary Jane girl, she's a girl who's very classic, and she's got a little bit of whimsy to her. That's very much like the sort of that Kate Spade feeling. You know,
I love really, Kate Spade, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you would. How'd I guess?
Yeah. Oh, this is fun. Okay, well, CJ, can you get on the air with us?
Yes,
yeah.
She nailed you. That's like she's like a shoe psychic.
I was going to say the same thing.
That is crazy.
The shoe psychic.
You are totally Kate Spade. But you were all
oh
about
my God.
That.
Y'all are awesome. This is an ego boost. But anyway, CJ, tell her what you got on.
Okay, well, normally I wear heels, but today it was flip-flop city. But they're not normal flip-flops. They have like rhinestones and sparkles all over them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was going for comfort, but still some sort of
you're a lady.
What's that?
You're a lady. Well, you're very ladylike, I'm guessing.
I like that, yes.
Yeah, I can see
you
that.
You like the lady girly thing.
I like the lady girly thing, yes. Mm-hmm. Especially the shoes. Mm-hmm. I mean, shoes, they just have
very
to
feminine.
Be special. There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm from the South. You do not go anywhere without your nails, hair, everything done. And shoes are the last thing, you know? They're the best thing.
Yeah, they do top it off. Well, so CJ is a lady. I could tell that for sure because we tell her we're pretty casual around here, but she still comes in. She looks really sharp. So,
well,
you know, and okay, well, my other producer, no, he's not actually in the building, but he says he's wearing ASIC sneakers.
ASIC sneakers, yeah.
Still, yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, the only difference I would say between men and women is that women choose shoes based on mood and based what they want to convey, what kind of identity they want to convey, and men choose shoes based on activity.
So
most men, that's why they usually like three types of shoes, sometimes only three pairs in their closet, which are usually a sneaker, a dress shoe, and then a shoe for if maybe they do a sport or something,
and that's
golf or basketball,
that's
maybe flip-flop. Yeah. Maybe flip flop.
I just don't get it though.
Yeah, I know. I don't either. But yeah, the Asics, he's a classic dude. I'd be curious to hear what color they are, because like the black Asics guys are like a little bit more arty. They're a little bit more like the creative arty dude. And the blue, like straight up Asics, are more like he's like a classic, like he's a runner. He's like a top 40 guy.
Okay.
He's like a guy's guy.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Well, give us a few others, because I know there's something about ankle boots. I don't wear them, but tell us about ankle boots.
Well, ankle boots are so fun, and really what they say, it's funny, the study said that women who wear ankle boots are a little bit more aggressive, which I thought was hilarious. But it's somewhat true, because when you're wearing an ankle booty, you're really sort of turning fashion on its head, because an ankle booty is not something that is sort of traditionally attractive, because it totally breaks up your silhouette.
They can make you look fat.
They can make you look fat. I always say ankle booties are for the very young.
Yes.
The very young girls.
Right. No, absolutely.
So the ankle booty girl, she's operating a little bit outside of traditional sort of what is cute. Mm-hmm. So she's got a little bit of that like rocker inside her. She's like, yeah, screw it, I'm wearing my ankle booties.
Well, Megan, we gotta wrap it up real quick. But what about regular? Because in the wintertime, I forgot to mention, it's a lot of those regular boots that I'll wear under skirts or pants or whatever. Just a classic leather boot.
Yeah, that's a classic knee-high boot, which it doesn't surprise me that that's what you wear in the winter.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just a very classic woman, very traditional. You know, you'll have a pair of great knee-high black boots that you probably wear for like 10 years. You know, you get them out every winter and you polish them up.
Yeah, I still have the same ones. But and one more question. Women who wear, I don't wear stilettos. Who are these women that can do this, and what are they like?
They're a very special breed, and a lot of them have very short Achilles tendons from wearing stilettos so much, and they actually can't wear flats.
They can't. They just have to.
It happens. It happens.
Oh.
It happens.
Good thing I don't wear those. Okay.
Well, right?
Megan, you've been awesome. I appreciate you joining us, and I hope that you have... How many pairs of shoes do you have? Do you know?
Oh, my God. More than 200, but I don't even... Sometimes I find new boxes of shoes.
Okay.
It's bad.
All right, Megan, thanks for joining us. Megan Cleary is the author of the books, A Perfect Fit, What Your Shoes Say About You, and the book, Shoe for You. Coming up on America's Radio News, The Drive.